What's up? It's Delaney, and I'd love to invite you to become an honorary co-host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Do you want to pick episode topics and guests? Done. Want to surprise your loved ones with shout-outs on the show for a birthday, project launch, a much-needed divorce? Whatever you're up to, would love to be a part of the celebration. Get your favorite and least favorite quotes featured on the podcast, submit questions for our special guests, and find lots more new features and surprises at patreon.com/selfhelpless. You'll also get added to our Patreon Insider email list to easily redeem rewards via a quick email reply. Because we know hanging out on Patreon isn't everyone's thing. You can also opt out of emails if you prefer to be a silent supporter of the show. And don't worry, we do not Scrooge McDuck these contributions. 100% of proceeds go directly to operating expenses that make this weekly podcast possible and available to all. Learn more at patreon.com/selfhelpless or simply click the link in this episode's description. Thank you for helping me fill the void of being the last standing host of the Self-Helpless podcast. Thank you so much.
What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So, what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Hey everybody, welcome to Self Helpless. I'm Kelsey Cook.
I'm Taylor Tomlinson.
I'm Delaney Fisher.
And we got a great episode for you today, talking about low-waste living.
Yes.
Which is really, I mean, all about Delaney's current life.
Oh right? Man, yeah. I'm loving it. I can't wait to die. I cannot wait to dig in and just like tell people what I've been up to and like get the feedback on what, you know, what helps them.
So I'm excited to learn from you.
I was just gonna say that. Like exactly that. Yeah.
It's easier than I thought it would be. Once you just make a couple switches and you form new habits, it is a breeze.
Really?
It can be very scary hearing like, oh good. You know, especially like also the vegan thing, when people hear vegan they're like, yeah. Oh god, how does anybody do that? I'm like, oh, it's so simple. Like if I can do it, anybody can do it. I have been a hot mess of a human being most of my life, and if anybody
but you're not anymore.
But yeah,
that's
but you
the
know
thing. You work from home. You have a very stable relationship and dog.
This is true, but I'm also somebody who's always been like a binge eater and not really giving a shit what I'm buying or where it's coming from, you know. So like I feel like if I can make this kind of transformation, really anybody can. I mean, you can just go back to old episodes where I'm speaking and like, who this is a new person, you know?
Yeah.
Like, who the fuck is this crazy?
As somebody who became a vegan and who not how long I was talking about eating like 3-foot-long hot dogs at a baseball game, I mean, that's pretty impressive.
Right, yeah. So again, if I can do it, anybody can do it. It's really pretty simple.
Excited to learn from you.
Yeah. Should we dive into some segments?
Yeah. Do you have a quote?
We have a quote.
Or we have a couple quotes.
We have a quotable from one of our helpsters, from Helpster Mike. It says, "Climb the mountain so you can see the world, not so the world can see you."
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. Boy.
I love that.
Damn good.
That was so good, Helpster Mike. Oh my gosh.
Helpster Mike.
That sounds very like, what's that show with the Handmaid's Tale? Like Helpster Mike, you know?
Oh
what I mean?
My gosh, that's so funny. I thought you were going to say Date Mike from The Office.
Oh, Prison Mike.
Yeah, Prison Mike,
oh,
Date
gosh.
Mike.
That's hilarious. I have a quote that I think you guys will like.
Ooh.
This one has kind of been modified, but it's by Annie Dillard. And it says, "How you spend your days is, of course, how you spend your life."
Ooh.
So your day-to-day is your life.
Yeah.
I think we forget that. I think we're always like, well, I'm moving towards something else, and I'm going to get there eventually, and I'll live then. I'll live my life to the fullest in 10 years when I have all my ducks in a row. But everything that you're doing every day is...
It's right now.
It's right now.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Right.
That's really, really good.
I know, those ones get me. Get me good.
I have a quote that's not even a quote. It's just the title of a TED Talk done by the girl who plays Arya on Game of Thrones.
Oh, yes.
The title of her TED Talk, I did not watch it, but I thought the title was good, was strive to be talented, not famous. And ooh, I thought that was great.
Oh, that's
yeah, awesome.
That's really awesome. Good for people. I mean, if you're not trying to make it in show business, then maybe you're sitting there bored. But for those of us who are like always like, why didn't I get this thing? Why am I not where I'm supposed to be?
Right.
I feel like that's really such good. A good thing.
Coming from a very famous actress.
Yeah, exactly.
The most famous show of all time now.
Whatever.
Oh, it's so good. Neither of you watch Game of Thrones, huh?
I do.
You do?
I've been you're watching since I dated Cam. So I've been with him for almost 3 years.
Like, you started from the beginning?
No.
Oh, you just came
in
when... I
can't commit to 80 hours of television.
Oh, okay.
But I've been watching the newer seasons, and okay, I've seen sporadically some other stuff.
Oh, okay.
It's still very entertaining, and I have no fucking clue what's happening. Yeah, like, it's so beautiful to watch. It's very entertaining. I like it.
Yeah.
I just don't know the backstory of anybody.
Yeah, that's fair. I mean... Yeah, there's only one more, and Kyle and I are so in. Is Kane super into it? Oh, he's got to be, right?
I'm only 4 episodes in. I'm kind of where you're at, Delaney. I'm like, God, it's like, it's gotten too far away from me now. And now I would have to, like, invest so much time, and it just feels a little daunting.
The first 4 episodes in, or, like, the this
very
season?
First 4 episodes.
Okay, because I was like, if you're starting on this season, like, this season has been a little slow. Like, it's drug out a little bit to where, like, if you're not a fan... You would be out so quickly.
Well, the first 4 seasons of the entire show are also slow. And that's what everybody's been telling me is like, just, it takes a while. Yeah, I'm like, okay, fine. Like, I'm really trying, but I'm not very invested yet.
It's so much now.
Were you upset by the last episode or two? Cam was pissed.
No, we're not saying any spoilers.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, we are.
He was just mad about...
I want to talk to Cam about why he's mad.
Oh, yeah. He thinks that maybe the writers were only good for a while because they were going off the books, and then once the books ran out, they're like just fucking taking shit in their own hands.
Yeah, I think that is true. Like, I mean, there is a distinct difference. Like, I feel like it's not as brutal this season as it has been in past seasons, where like the whole like the reputation of Game of Thrones is that they are just like, you don't know who's gonna die.
Yeah.
No one is safe.
They're killing off like people you love to watch, right?
And now that they're ahead of the books, like, that hasn't been happening so much. And there's been like some massive battles this season, and everyone's just like alive. And you're like, what? No. And they're like, but we took these 3 other characters that are peripheral. And you're like, nah, that doesn't count. Anyway, people who are dating people who love Game of Thrones, I'm so sorry that you had to hear about it here. But yeah, I mean, here, that's a treat. Treat yourself. I was in Denver all week. Thank you so much for coming if you came to shows. And I stayed an extra day to do Doug Loves Movies, Doug Benson's podcast. Yeah. And afterward, the show ended at 6, so we had to wait an hour for Game of Thrones to be on. So Kyle and I went to a dispensary and got a weed pen and went and got Taco Bell and went back and got high and ate Taco Bell and watched Game of Thrones. And it was the best night of my whole life, and played Galaga. It was great. That's my treat myself.
Oh,
also, I got engaged a week ago, but that was honestly, that might have been better.
Yeah,
I don't
I'm surprised
know.
That wasn't your first treat yourself.
Yeah, like,
Taco Bell and video games.
I know. Also, side note, got engaged. No big deal.
Yeah, no big deal. I mean, that was funny. But yeah, that was obviously a huge thing. And if you saw me in Denver this week, you got to see brand new jokes about that. And we're going to have Kyle on our Patreon episode to talk about the proposal and how he pulled it off and stuff. Because, you know, when people complain about our segments going too long, listen. We know you guys just want to get into the meat of the episode. So if you want to hear the intimate details of my life and love story, go on Patreon.
Yeah. Patreon.com/selfhelpless. And we're at 369 patrons right now. And when we reach 500, we're going to do a live stream Q&A on Patreon exclusively for our patrons. So, you know, sign up.
Yeah.
$5 a month. It's like $1.25 a week or something.
Yeah.
For
it's
bonus
like one coffee.
And all that stuff. Yeah.
It's like one or two coffees.
Try to keep it affordable for all you lovely people.
Yeah. When people are like, oh, I can't afford Patreon, I'm like, you're drinking a Frappuccino. Like, I'm looking at you. It's come on, man.
Yeah.
A Kelsey, Frappuccino lasts about 10 minutes, and we put
we're
out
giving
hours,
you
of,
hours
content.
Of content.
Anyway,
yeah,
I'm sorry.
That's very true.
Yeah.
You got any segments?
I got a couple little quick things. I have officially become a wears a mask on a plane person.
I saw that on your Instagram.
Not a face mask.
a mouth mask.
A mouth mask.
Surgical. Like, yeah, you're about to do some shit.
Yeah, not like a fun, like, I'm just making my pores look nice. Like, it is, I look terrifying. It covers from, like, the bridge of my nose to, like, the bottom of my neck. It's, like, a full heavy duty.
It's like a Chernobyl mask.
It is. It's really, it's intense. It's like a plague. Yeah, a plague mask.
Oh, man.
So I saw my therapist after being on the road in D.C., which, by the way, shout out. We have such amazing D.C. helpsters. Like, there were helpsters at literally every show, and you guys are awesome. Aww. So if you came out, it was so nice to meet you. And I came back from D.C. and was sick, of course. And I told my therapist, and she's like, it seems like you're sick almost every time you travel. Like, anytime you come see me after you've been on a plane, you're sick. I'm like, yeah, that's about accurate. And she's like, why aren't you wearing a mask? Why aren't you taking an emergency, like, vitamin C thing before you get on the plane? Why aren't you, you know, she just listed off all these things. And I was like, I don't know. I mean, I guess I could, but... what it boiled down to is I've just been a little bit lazy about it. There's really no other excuse other than I've just been like, whatever, I'm fine, I can deal with it. And then I get sick. So I went to CVS, I bought one of those boxes, it's like 50 masks. And I gotta say, I kind of love it because no one speaks to me off flight, which is really ideal. That's kind of what I've been wanting.
Yeah.
I don't like a lot of chit chat on
the
plane.
You look like Plane Bane.
Plane, hashtag Plane Bane. Oh my God, yes. So anyway, and I didn't get sick. I was in DC, and then the next weekend I was in Tacoma, which again, shout out to Helpsters. I didn't promote any of those shows because I'm gonna be headlining there in January. And so I'm like kind of waiting to promote those ones. And that's what's so cool about, like, what's happening with our podcast is there were still Helpsters at all the shows that were like, oh my God, I didn't even know you were going to be here. This is so cool. And, like, that was neat.
Oh,
so I just feel
so
like,
cool.
I feel like you guys are everywhere and it's fucking awesome.
That is so cool.
Keep multiplying.
So cool.
So, yeah, I didn't get sick. And so now I'm kind of a believer in wearing
a
mask
so
on
it's
a plane.
Working.
I'm going to do that now.
I think, yeah, I'm trying a little bit harder.
Yeah.
That's
good.
And then my other, like, treat yourself coming up is that I go to Vegas this week for my bachelorette party. Bachelorette 2.0. Yes, because we went as, like, an impromptu bachelorette party. But I'm going with my best friends from home, and we're going to see Magic Mike again.
Oh, so God. Awesome.
And we've befriended the host.
Oh, yes. Sweet.
And so she told me that she will for sure be able to bring me on stage.
It's Chelsea.
Oh my God. Oh, please.
They have
to video everything. Please. Oh, now I'm thinking, oh God, which segment are you going to
be
at? I know every segment by heart, and I can picture Kelsey in every single one of them.
I've been thinking the same thing. I'm like, oh my God, when is it going to be? So that's pretty
fingers
fun.
Crossed for that the one Jasper. Where they're like spinning above you
whatever the red what is it Jasper the redhead
yes
yummy.
Does he bring people on stage?
He does a fucking thing in the air.
That was him.
The drumming anyway, if
that
you guys
girl,
have not
that's the one I want.
Yes, and I was like, dude, you guys have to go see Magic Mike if you. I feel like if you don't see it, I mean, if you're in Vegas and you're not seeing Magic Mike, something is wrong. You really got to make it a priority.
I just want to say, you will be touched. Because I thought it was going to be like a Broadway production. I thought that two people got taken on stage and the rest of us were safe. And we were not. Okay. So if you are uncomfortable with physical contact by strangers, just be aware. You should get to have a sign on you or
wear
something.
Wear the mask and you won't be touched. Yeah. How about that?
There you go.
The Taylors of the world can wear a mask and sit in the corner. The Delaney's and the Kelsey's will be on stage.
We were like, if you don't want him, Tay, like, we'll take other.
I really should have just been like, oh, could you just do extra on, you know, like when your food comes with like sour cream and you're like, oh, I can't do it, but if they could get
her bread.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, yeah, Taylor like did not want it, and I'm just sitting there like sweat into my mouth. Like, I was about every part of it. I loved it.
It was more fun watching you guys enjoying it so much. The picture I have of you guys that we haven't posted anywhere, but like the picture I got of you guys just like hunched over the railing looking down like just like two kids in Willy Wonka's chocolate factory.
Yes.
Like,
yeah,
I've never seen two people happier in my whole life.
You it get was... like cock crazed, like something comes over you and you're just like, like it's very exciting. It's
oh my God,
so much fun.
I felt like I felt like the robots were finally taking over because they just don't even seem human to me. Like men that hot, or even and women and that talented. Hot. I'm just like, yeah, and talented when you can dance. Like I'm just like, none of this is real.
Yeah.
You all have microchips, and you're gonna turn on us.
You do feel so many emotions. You feel like happy and horny and angry all at the same time.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
you're just like, I hate how attractive and talented you are, and I can't.
And inadequate. I was like, I need to. It was like a Marvel movie at some point where I'm like, I gotta get on a treadmill. Like,
yeah,
it was
hot.
You'll enjoy it.
Oh,
I think.
So
I think the men who go enjoy it too. It is entertaining. I think it's entertaining.
Yeah, oh, it's super entertaining. Yeah, yeah. I mean, they're so talented, objectively talented.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like, yeah.
It's not Thunder Down Under. If you've been to Thunder Down Under, I mean, bless those Aussies, but like, it is not the same.
No.
These are very, very skilled professionals.
And
like,
half
in
of them
every
are
way.
Gay. I mean, like, they're not. You know, they're they're like talented dancers, and artists.
Yeah.
The coxman.
Oh, do you think I should specifically request the drummer one?
Yeah,
or should I just like let
just
it
go
happen
for it?
To me? Should I just
maybe
like,
just be surprised? But give her like your top three.
There are only three.
I don't even remember.
Are there only three?
I think so.
Okay,
I can only think
two.
Of two.
Give her the top two.
Ariel and drummer.
Jasper
oh, and I think
and
don't you get
two.
Like so? Don't they like sing to someone on stage or something?
Yeah, you don't want the singing.
You don't want
no,
the singing.
I don't
want
the grinding.
Yeah.
All right.
I want to be on a drummer's lap. Oh my god! I'm so excited. I forgot about that. So yeah, it's gonna be so
god.
Fun. It's gonna be zappity. So that's my stuff.
Good stuff.
That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I have a few quick updates. I don't think I mentioned this yet, but I became a godmother recently.
Yay!
My best friend Melissa had a baby, and she's the cutest freaking thing I've ever seen. Her name's McKenna James. I mean,
she's
that's
beautiful.
That is a movie
name.
Star name.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, it really is.
And she happened to be a godmother, so I'm
Aww,
a godmother.
That's amazing.
And I love her so much. And I got to this past weekend. I got to help my little sister get ready for prom, which was super fun.
She looked amazing.
Isn't she beautiful?
She's beautiful.
I'm like, oh my god, the tits on her. My god, I. Never had that, you know. Anyway,
oh my gosh.
So
her dress
was
gorgeous.
Yeah, yeah, and her boyfriend is so cute, and just they're just so sweet. So I went to my dad's house, and me and my other little sister, who's 15, helped her get ready. Aww. Use a bunch of makeup tips that Miss Kelsey
Ooh.
Cook has given me on my little sister. Like, okay, so this is what you do with your eyebrows. This makes them a little longer.
Oh my gosh!
And so it was just so fun, and you know, I'm like trying to make an effort to like spend more time with my family, and it's like I'm really enjoying it. And she asked me to come up, you know. It's like, I don't know, if I was still in workaholic mode, I don't know if I would have been on the top of her list to be like, hey, will you come help me? But because I'm around more, I feel like it's really nice. So I'm
That's
very grateful
so cool.
for that. Another weird thing that I think you guys would be interested in, after being on a vegan diet for over 3 months, almost 4 months I think now, my BO is gone.
Really?
I don't have BO anymore. And my
what?
Yeah, my mom went vegan with me the last like 8 weeks. She's lost 10 pounds and her BO is gone. Like
what?
She called me, she's like, Delaney, I've noticed that like I don't smell anymore. Like I'll still sweat and stuff, but I don't smell. And I'm like, oh yeah, me neither. And I looked it up, and it's a common
what
side
are
effect
you
of,
eating?
Of veganism. Apparently red meat and dairy are the things that make you smell.
Oh,
in,
but I
in
don't eat
area.
Those things and I still smell.
Oh, weird. Well, I don't know if
like
it's
chicken,
I don't know if it's other meat and
BO?
Stuff. I'm not sure, but
it makes sense to have it be animal products in
animal
general
products.
Because red meat and dairy I never have.
Oh, that's interesting. But maybe it is eggs and other meats and stuff, but I no longer have BO. Remember I thought like, oh, I think my natural deodorant is just like really working super well.
Yeah.
I'm thinking it's a combination of the fact, yeah, it's great deodorant, but also my diet, I don't have BO anymore. Isn't that weird? That's something
what?
I didn't notice like 5 years ago. I was not really paying attention to that. So I thought that you guys would be interested in that. But it's if you look it up, there's lots of articles about like the changes your body goes through when adopting a vegan diet, and that's one of them. And I'm like, oh shit, I didn't even know that.
That is wild. So interesting.
Weird, right?
Oh my gosh, bodies are crazy. That makes me want to try it, but I just get so tired without eggs.
Super weird.
I got my period back this month. Like, I had a full on, like, almost a week long period for the first time in like 6 years. You know how I had had like weird spotting?
Did you say 6 years?
Yeah, yeah. Since I started low estrogen.
Oh my God.
I started when I was 19. And I haven't had like a full on period since then. And remember how I was breaking out super bad? And I'm like, I have no idea what's going on. Yeah. Like, I haven't been eating poorly or anything. And I think that was it. Like, I broke out so badly. And of course, once my periods cleared up, like, so did my skin. But yeah, I broke out so bad. And it was just.
I wonder if it was just stress induced period or something.
I don't know. I think my period's just back. I think it just came back because it feels like it's been sputtering back.
How bizarre.
So strange.
Bodies are crazy. But if I'm going to have a period, I might as well get off of birth control because...
Get off it. I'm telling you, it feels so good.
Does it?
Oh, I feel... Yeah,
I love it.
I don't feel any negative side effects yet.
But I've only been
I've only been off it a month and a half, and I know by month three is when a lot of things start kicking in. So I'm kind of just bracing myself until then. But so far...
But Kelsey was having like... You were having like...
I had a mood bunch of swings weird, and, yeah. that it hit me pretty fucking hard. But like now, it's been a little over 6 months. I love it. I really seriously love it so much. Even when I get my period and it's like I have cramps now that I didn't used to have, and it's like heavier than it was, I still just like feel like a person. Like it's real. I feel like more in tune with my body than I think I ever have before. And I really like that. Yeah,
that's good.
You guys are getting real crunchy on me.
Telling you, man. Telling you.
So should we get into the meat now?
Yes.
Get into the meat. Let's get into it. Should we start with some terrifying numbers?
Yeah,
because
let's go for it.
These freaked me out so much.
Go for it,
they scared me too.
Yeah, because I can say Delaney's obviously been on this like low waist kick, and Kelsey and I, we travel a lot, and I think about being low waist after I'm taking a huge bag of trash to the dumpster.
Yes.
And then I feel guilty, and then I shake it off.
And then I keep on going.
Global plastic production increased from 2 million metric tons in 1950 to 380 million metric tons in 2015, according to the Center for International Environmental Law. That is insane.
That
is 378 million metric tons we went up in
65 years.
65 years. Thank you for doing the math. I was never going to be a math teacher.
I got you.
That is insane. Okay. Approximately 2/3 of all plastic ever produced, oh my gosh, remains in our current environment. Debris in the ocean, microparticles in the air and soil, microfibers in the water, or microparticles in the human body.
Oh, jeez.
I am so grossed out right now. Okay. That's just proof. If they make something out of plastic, it doesn't go anywhere. I mean, you're like, oh, it disappears. I threw it away. I did a good job. I recycled it. Like,
I don't see it.
I don't see it. It
things
doesn't
are
exist.
Overflowing.
Yeah. More than half of the plastic ever created was produced in the last 15 years.
Oh my God,
that's upsetting.
Wow. Humans are really ruining the planet.
We're really
go
ruining
us,
and it's all been in our lifetime. That's like so embarrassing.
Oh my gosh,
the last 15 years, that's crazy.
That's
more
us.
Than half.
Yeah,
every day 500 million straws are used once and thrown away.
Okay,
come on.
Wait, like, let's I just need to take that in for a second.
Yeah,
500 million straws.
Yeah,
every day.
I can't used even picture then, what that in the ocean. Looks like.
I can't believe we're just waiting. We're not wading through straws.
I
just
know.
Everywhere.
Well,
like the street.
They're freaking overflowing somewhere. I mean, animals are swallowing them, and they're getting stuck in their freaking nasal passages and stuff. I mean, it's maybe not affecting us where we can see it, but it's affecting all the other creatures that we share the planet with. And it's going to kill us eventually if we don't do something about it.
Oh, gosh. This is horrifying.
Oof. Yeah.
And then an estimated 270,000 tons of plastic is floating in the ocean.
Oh, great.
That's cool. No big deal. Everything's fine.
Yeah.
Just keep going to hot yoga, I guess. I don't know what to do with myself. Like,
this episode is the kick I needed. I can already feel it. I'm like, I have to change. I have to.
I feel that too.
Once you learn something, it's hard to not unlearn. It's hard to unlearn it.
It's so hard.
You can try to forget about it. You can stuff it in. But like, I swear, it's like this. When we listen to the stink episode, I will never look at the ingredient fragrance the same way.
Me too.
If anything has fragrance in it, I'm not using it. Me like,
too.
You just can't go back.
Yeah.
When Kelsey found out that like cheese and bread and beer makes her break out because of Candida, she didn't go back to it. It was like a click. It's a switch that clicks or whatever.
Yeah, and you but can't it takes so much to get there.
Yeah, it takes like devastating facts like this or devastating footage of something where you're like, oh my God.
Right.
If it's not in your face every day, you kind of are able to like push
ignorance
it back
is bliss.
And ignore it. Yeah.
Yeah, when I read all these, it's so like, it's just embarrassing to me because I just think about being on the road and like going to Chipotle and being like, can I get something to go? And like throwing it away and just having like bags of takeout trash and like, what am I doing during the day like not trying to fix myself on this? I'm just like, should I go to SoulCycle this week? Like, it's just embarrassing.
Yeah, but you know what's hard is that so many companies are not making it accessible for us.
True.
So it's like it feels like we have to do all this extra work and extra research when we're just trying to get through our day, trying to, you know, live our best life or take care of our families or, you know, reach a level of success we're happy with. But I mean, if we can just spend our money in the right way, companies will adjust. If you're going to spend your money on the more eco-friendly version of something, the companies will be like, okay, we need more options of this. This is, you know, people are wanting this over this.
Yeah.
So it's like we have more power than we think. We just have to use it properly.
It's true. Because what does everybody say? I mean, I feel like this is the argument everyone has when you bring this stuff up, like, hey, we need to stop eating meat or we have to stop doing this. Everybody's like, but it's not us. Like, we're not going to be able to do anything. It has to be these big corporations. That's what I've said to myself multiple times. Like, if you're out there thinking that, I'm with you. Like, I've been there too, where I'm like, you know what? We can't do anything. Like, we're not going to be able to make a dent. So what's the point of changing everything? But Delaney's right. Like, those big corporations will follow.
They're going to follow the money.
Yeah.
If one product is making more money than the other product, they don't give a shit if it's vegan, non-vegan, eco-friendly or not. They're going to follow the money.
Right.
Yeah. So it's up to us, unfortunately, to buy the responsible product. And then they will adjust.
Yeah.
They will, because they're going to have to survive.
Right.
Or they're going to crumble and these companies that are taking it seriously will rise up. So I just think it's interesting. But I always get like, oh, I can't make a difference on my own. Like, what am I, you know, what am I doing? Who cares? But, you know, like, what's that Instagram, something I saw on Instagram recently? Like, oh, it's only one straw, said 7 billion people.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that. It's like, no, you can make a difference. We can all make a difference with just very small changes.
Mm-hmm.
Very easy changes. I thought it was really interesting to learn about, like, the history of plastic.
Yeah.
So why was it invented? Plastic was first invented and derived from cotton fiber in 1869 as a replacement for ivory. And then in 1907, the first synthetic plastic was invented and then was mass produced in the 1960s and 70s because it was cheap, versatile, and easy to manufacture for use in consumer goods. And most plastic is made from fossil fuels like coal, gas, and crude oil.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yep.
That's creepy.
Yep.
I have something that says four ways plastic harms the environment. So number one, it's everywhere from the Arctic to Antarctica. It clogs street drains, litters campgrounds and national parks, piling up on Mount Everest, and is common in the world's oceans. Plastic production is linked to fracking. Fracking pollutes water, soil, and air with toxins, creates underground cavities that collapse into sinkholes, and it raises pressure in underground rock formations, destabilizing them and leading to earthquakes.
That is not okay, you guys. You know how I feel about the earthquakes.
Oh, that's gonna turn Taylor now.
Yeah, that's all it took.
That's the thing. Not
Stop
Christian.
Fracking. I live in a liquefaction zone. We all do.
Liquefaction?
It's liquefaction.
What did you
I said
to
it
call
wrong.
Liquidation?
I said liquefication on this podcast. That was an out the word.
Number three, animals eating plastics results in malnutrition, intestinal blockage, or slow poisoning from chemicals leached from or attached to the plastics. Babies. No. Number four, not all plastic is recyclable, and not all recyclable plastic is recycled. Wow, that's some weird fucked up tongue twister as well.
Yeah.
Most plastics are not compostable or biodegradable. Most plastics can only be successfully composted by industrial or municipal facilities after first being separated from other non-biodegradable plastics.
So recycling's like bullshit. Well, like when they do it, like when you put something in a recycle bin at the airport and you're like, I did it. That that plastic probably can't even be.
It's not really being broken down is what they're saying.
Yeah. And it's all kind of lawless. I mean, we're all out here trying our best. But like, my God, when you walk up to those three bins, it's like compost, recycle, trash. I'm always like, where the fuck does a napkin go? Yeah. I don't know. To me, it could be all three of these. So we need some like clearer signs, because I consider myself a pretty intelligent person, and I'm like, I don't fucking know what I'm doing here.
Me too, yeah.
Oh, man. And then this is my favorite part. Tips to decrease your waste production. Get ready, people. Most of the stuff I have been using, and I love it. Reusable food wraps. So you can find these that are made from beeswax or vegan material if you're vegan. They cost between, like, I don't know, $15 to $18. I got like a pack of six of them.
And they keep your food fresh?
Yeah, they're just great. Instead of using plastic wrap or aluminum or any of that stuff,
okay,
I just put it over my leftovers and put it in the fridge. So it's just taking, you know, it's taking place of all that other stuff that is just like a one.
How do you wash
single
it?
Use. Just wash it with cold water, a little bit of soap, and I hang it to dry. It dries in like 10 minutes. Put it back in the drawer.
Okay.
Very simple. Very simple. You can use them up to, I don't know, several hundred times or 100 times. So you're going to have to buy it less frequently. So it's saving you money and it's saving resources.
Okay.
I got the beeswax ones before I was getting into the vegan stuff. So my next purchase of those will be the vegan product.
I have a question.
Yeah.
Do you not buy like Tupperware anymore?
I haven't bought. I can't remember the last time I bought Tupperware.
Is Tupperware bad? But if you're using it,
I have Tupperware. And I use it sometimes for leftovers. But now I really just like keep the thing in the bowl and put this food wrap over it. And you can actually like wrap up, like, you know, if you have a half-eaten orange or something, you could wrap it up and put it in the fridge. Whatever, right. You can use it for lots of stuff.
Right.
But I haven't, because of the minimalism thing, I haven't been really accumulating new products into my life. So I have the Tupperware I probably got when I was like 18 going to college.
Right.
And I still just have it.
Yeah.
I don't know how healthy it is.
What about like Pyrex dishes and stuff like that?
Love Pyrex dishes. Okay. I have those.
Okay.
Again, like, I'm not really accumulating new ones, so I don't know. Like, I would have to do research on like the production of those. I don't know. But
okay.
Anything that you can buy secondhand, just do it.
That's true.
Okay, some things like underwear we want to buy new, I get that, but like some of this other stuff, appliances or dishware or whatever, it's good, it's fine.
Yeah,
the clothing, like, I mean, it's fine, and it doesn't lead to the you know, new production of new stuff that's wasteful and unnecessary.
Right,
you know,
that's such a good point. Like, you really don't, if you're like, oh, I don't want to have to change everything about my life, it's like, then do the same things, but just buy them already used.
Exactly.
Because you can get Tupperware secondhand. You can get clothes. You can go to H&M secondhand. Like, you can, is
Buffalo
H&M
Exchange,
bad?
Man.
Buffalo Exchange, man. I love Buffalo Exchange.
They honestly have, I'm always shocked at what brands they carry there. And
so
they're always in beautiful condition.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, I'm a big fan. And like estate sales and random garage sales and thrift shops, like, you find some good shit.
Yeah.
Just go look, and it's fun. It's fun. It's like a little outing and an adventure. I'm into it. Okay, number two, one of my favorites, menstrual cups. I know Taylor and Kelsey are not on board with this, but 12 billion pads and 7 million tampons are used once and disposed of annually. 170,000 tampon applicators were collected along the U.S. coastal areas between 1998 and 1999. An average menstrual cycle uses 12 tampons and 4 to 5 pads. That's roughly $50 per year. By switching to a $25 menstrual cup, you could save $475 over 10 years. That's, you know, $1,187.50 over the next 25 years. I am somebody who is a beast when it comes to my period. I use probably 4 times that amount. Like, I was constantly changing them. You know, and then you have like the plastic wrap and all that stuff. Again, I'm using the menstrual cup and I really like it. There are certain situations where I'm going to use like a natural tampon, like our lovely sponsor Lola.
Lola offers ones that are cardboard applicators.
Yeah, exactly.
Whatever,
love it. So there's certain things where I'm probably not going to use it, but the majority of what I use now is the cup. And there was a day of a learning curve, and it's fine.
Yeah,
easy.
That's so hard.
I know. I'm open to trying it, just to try it. But like,
just be out of curiosity.
Just the physics of it. I'm like, how is that not tipping and dumping a whole cup of blood down your leg?
It's a suction cup. So when it goes in, it's just it just sits there. So
that also sounds
horrifying. I can't wrap my brain around it. I need to try it.
You have to just try it. You don't feel anything. I'm telling you, my friend told me she used one like several years ago, and I was like, that is so gross. I will never be that person.
Do you have
and
to shove your fingers like all the way up your puss?
No,
I mean, like,
no. You take the cup like this.
Okay.
You just kind of fold it and plop it up, and it's done.
And it goes,
it's done. Yeah, it's done. It does not leak. You can keep it in for 12 hours. I'm changing it less often than I was with pads.
It's the taking it out that I'm worried. I don't want to.
Taking it out is
just kill Bill.
Yeah, it's a little, you know, it's not the most fun, but it only happens twice a day.
Yeah.
And it's like you take it out, you clean it, and you put it back in. Okay. Whatever.
It's the one I'm having trouble with, but
yeah,
but no. I will try.
Again, just try it. I'm just curious to see what you guys think. Metal straws, you can get a pack of these for $7. And obviously, we went over the straw statistics.
Yeah. Don't use straws.
I'm trying to use them much less.
Yeah.
It's hard with like cocktails because usually there's like ice on the top and you're trying to like get to the good shit at the bottom.
Yeah.
You
know?
You need like a specific kind of chocolate.
Real booze hound problem. Meredith Palmer, I need it faster. I'm like, I don't want to wait.
But they have on like little keychains now, you know, like you just like whip it out, put your straw in, and
that's cute.
You know, it makes it cute.
I just never use
I don't use straws anymore. Mm. Yeah, you know, I'll put my lips on it.
Reusable paper towels.
Yeah.
What is that?
Dude, okay, so I started off doing the bamboo and sugarcane paper towels, which I love. They feel the same. They're great. I think you get maybe less than a pack, but whatever. Again, it's at the grocery store, you guys. It's
really
next to all the other paper towels. If you see one that's like more eco-friendly, just lean into that and try it out.
Okay, wait. You've been saying eco and eco.
Eco. Sorry. I don't know which one it is.
I think it's eco-friendly.
Eco-friendly, it's eco-friendly, yeah. Eco-friendly.
I just was wondering if I was...
Eco-friendly I've heard is you say like a dating app for bats.
Sonar.
Eco-friendly. Eco-friendly. So yeah, I started off buying those, and then Cam on accident bought these reusable paper towels recently that are made out of all kinds of good stuff, but it feels like felt. And so you use them. I've been wiping things down using them. I put them in like a little trash bin under our sink, and then you can wash them and dry them and use them again up to like hundreds of times.
Here's the thing though.
Yeah.
By washing things,
water.
Are we water?
Well, it depends how you're washing them. Are you running a freaking faucet and hand washing them? Are you soaking them?
Are you
know,
hand washing
and all
them?
That? I haven't done it yet.
Okay.
I haven't done it yet. But okay. my thing is I'm probably going to just fill my sink a little bit, put them in there, and hand wash and dry them. We'll see how it goes. But
this is starting to sound like a lot of work.
But yeah,
it's so much work.
Well, that's the thing. I wasn't going to buy those for myself. Cam accidentally brought those home, and I'm like, I'll try it. And if I don't like them, I'll just go back to the single use bamboo paper towels, because bamboo, I think it only takes 3 months to harvest bamboo plants versus a tree can take several years. So that's at least more sustainable.
Okay.
You know what I mean? And it's the same. It's the same thing. It's the same product. It's just bamboo and sugarcane instead of, you know,
juice,
paper. Okay. That's easy.
Right. Okay.
So yeah, I don't even know if I like the reusable thing quite yet with the paper towels, but we will see.
Okay.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Obviously, to-go containers.
Oh, yeah, we're just talking about this. Pyrex, like glass or metal to-go containers. That's fine.
Yeah, also, glass and metal better than plastic.
So nice. Yeah. Make you feel swanky.
Yeah. What I really want to start doing, and I know probably people will make fun of me, I want to start bringing my own Tupperware to restaurants for leftovers instead of using their boxes. I'll just whip it out of my purse and put the food in myself and bring it home. It's like, if you know you're going out, why not?
Yeah.
Just stick it in your purse.
This freaks me out. When you store food in plastic, especially if it's heated, this plastic wall will leach into your food.
Yep.
Oh,
we're all going to die.
That makes me want to throw up. I mean, that's why when you use a plastic water bottle, they say like don't use it more than once because you're like rinsing out the plastic into the water you're drinking.
Yeah,
I
remember you were doing that for a while, and I was like, for a long time. Better fucking stop.
I have one. I have a reusable one. People, if you're watching on YouTube, you can see. But I bought one. I immediately lost it. I left it at the massage parlor, and then had to buy another one. So you know. We're learning.
Go towards the stainless steel and glass and just try to stay away from plastic.
Yeah.
Just try to stay away from it. Metal razor for shaving. I just bought one and I absolutely love it. I was I would like them to sponsor us, so I don't know if I want to say quite yet. but there's plenty of stainless steel or, you know, metal, whatever razors out there.
But where did you find it?
I want to have Lauren contact them. I found them online. I just I looked up plastic free razor and they were top of the list.
Okay. I would imagine they're pretty nice.
Super nice. Oh my God. It's beautiful. It came with 10 blades. All reusable. There's no plastic in any of the packaging. And I was somebody, you know, embarrassed to admit, I was using just disposable shit that I was throwing away. And I'm like, why am I doing that? And it works better. Works better. It's nice. I was scared that I was going to like start nicking myself everywhere because it just seems so scary.
Yeah.
But I have not had any problem with it.
Oh,
no problem. I love it. So that's fantastic.
Oh, plant-based toothbrush. Have you done that yet?
I have an electric toothbrush.
I don't. I need to get on that.
Well, I have a campaign and I can get you guys some free toothbrushes. I can't talk about it yet.
Don't buy anything yet. Great. Okay,
that's right.
That would be amazing.
I have an electric one. So, I mean, I'm not like throwing it out every couple months. I'm keeping it. So
that makes sense.
I think that works.
But it is made of plastic. So fuck.
Yeah, but you're not going to get rid of it. You're not going to throw it at a penguin or something.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like
the one I had before the recent one I got, I've honestly had like the actual base part for probably 10 years.
Oh, wow.
Like, that's how long it lasts. I would just get new heads. But like a lot of these, electric toothbrushes last a really long time.
That's great. I mean, it's like the lesser of two evils. Yeah. It's plastic, but you're using it for way longer.
Yeah.
We
shop for clothes secondhand.
Yeah. Love that.
Package-free shampoo and conditioner. Lots of great options out there for that.
So many good ones. Deodorant that uses reusable packaging and is aluminum-free. Our sponsor, Myro, is doing that. It's reusable. It's refillable. It's great. Biodegradable trash bags for food items. That is something I haven't had to buy bags recently, so I haven't looked at the options that are in the stores, but that will be something I have to do
that. Every time I put a new trash bag in the trash can, I'm just like, oh, this is probably terrible. This is probably gonna suffocate a baby bear or something.
So
crawl in there and
they're so sturdy too. It's like flex strength, you know. It's like not meant to break down in any way, shape, or form.
Yeah. Like, I don't want to strangle a deer with this.
No. And then Lauren, our associate producer, found the Done Good app. And apparently this app helps you find businesses and brands that are sustainable or minority run or women owned or vegan or only stock locally sourced goods. Basically, whatever you value, they've got recommendations for. I think that's so awesome.
That's awesome.
And a great mantra to keep in mind when you're diving into this low waste lifestyle, refuse, reduce, reuse, repurpose, and recycle.
Hell yeah.
So the 5 R's.
Yeah. Oh, another thing that I think is a good tip. I'm somebody who loves getting food delivered to my home. That is like my guilty pleasure. Cam and I do it way too much. Put in your little notes, your special instructions that no silverware and no napkins, please. Like don't bring us any utensils. Don't bring us any napkins. Nothing. Because again, very wasteful. And again, if you stop using that, restaurants will stop holding as many and buying
as many.
You're
probably not using them anyway.
We're using our silverware at home.
Yeah.
We're eating at our freaking table.
Yeah.
Just little things that you can do to cut that down, you know?
I'm going to put a note that I don't even want them to put it in a to-go box. I just want them to carry it in their hands. Yeah. And keep it warm with the heat of their body.
Yeah. Like I'm a horse.
Oh my gosh.
Like I'm a horse.
Oh my God.
Bit of pony.
So funny. And then,
if you have any other tips that you've just been implementing on your own, because it's always more helpful, I feel like, to have somebody you know and trust go, oh, I've been doing this. Like, the fact that you've been doing it with such ease, it makes it feel far more possible.
Yeah,
sure.
Right?
Yeah, it's nice. And honestly, the things that, like, this would be a lot of work, I'm probably not going to keep around. Like, if I end up washing 100 paper towels and drying them, and it just takes a while. I'm like, you know what? I'm going to stick with the other one.
Yeah. Right.
I'm going to give myself a break.
What about toilet paper?
So I use bamboo and sugarcane toilet paper. It's fantastic. It feels the same. It looks the same. It's great.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, it's easy. It's there.
I was going to say, you said a great quote. I want to say maybe 4 episodes ago when you were talking about like just getting into this and you're feeling really overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
And you said that there was a quote that was like, we don't need everybody to be like doing, what was it?
It's, we don't need a handful of people doing it perfectly. We need millions of people doing it imperfectly.
Yeah.
That applies to everything, right? It's these little everyday changes.
Yeah.
Like when you think of it as like, your money is like casting a vote. Everything that you spend on is casting a vote. Yes, I want more of this, or no, I don't want more of this, right?
Yeah,
yes, I want more of this, right? So if you keep voting for the companies who are doing shitty things, nothing is going to change because they're making money. They have no reason to change.
Yeah,
but if you're
point.
Spending your money on the good stuff, the good companies, the good products, they're going to adjust.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it makes me feel a lot less powerless in all of this. Like, okay, if a group of people, you know, if a big group of people, they're doing little things like that, great.
Shoot out.
Great.
Yeah.
We got a couple of voicemails.
We do.
Yeah,
we'll see if we can get to both of them, but let's do at least one for sure.
Yes.
I love getting to listen to voicemails. Like, it's so fun to do the emails on Patreon, obviously, but there's just something about being able to like hear everybody talking.
That's it is
really
nice.
I like it a lot.
And just a heads up, this is a Patreon reward. So if you sign up for Patreon at patreon.com/selfhelpless, you get the chance to leave us a voicemail that we answer live on the show.
Yeah. And you get to hear Taylor's engagement story.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's really good, you guys. I mean,
it's so good.
It's pretty good.
Did we say that we're having Kyle on to do it?
Yeah.
Kyle's
coming out. Yeah. And then he might answer some
He's
going to
help with
emails.
Advice.
Yeah.
You guys, don't miss it.
He was, he was rehearsing this morning. He
oh, my God. That
just
is
going,
so
dump him.
Oh, my God.
Dump him.
Cute.
I love him. Okay. So here is our voicemail from Kevin.
Hello, I had a question. I was wondering if a person's ability to communicate was connected with the level of their self-confidence. When I was younger, I was the youngest of 6, and my communication and my confidence wasn't really a priority. And as I got older, I really became the person, the nice guy and the people pleaser, whether it was my parents or my siblings or my teachers or pretty much everyone. And so my social life suffered because of that, I think. And however, my life changed when I was 30. I was actually sent to the hospital because due to blood alcohol content. Later on, I'd find out that my blood alcohol was actually a 0.37, and by the medical chart, 0.31 is coma or death. However, when I woke up in the hospital, I felt like it was the first time that I had ever woken up. And since then, I felt like I'm living someone else's life. Therefore, whenever I'm around my family, in stressful situations, I find that it's hard to communicate. And I was wondering if those two things, are interconnected and are driven by each other. That's about it. Thank you very much for the invitation to call, and enjoy the rest of your night. Thank you.
Wow.
Wow. Oh my gosh. We're so sorry that you went through that hospitalization.
Yeah. That sounds to me like that's a near-death experience.
Yeah.
So if you're feeling weird, I think that is probably completely normal for somebody who's experienced something like that.
Yeah. Feeling like you're living someone else's life.
Yeah.
Is what he said. I mean, we can't even speak to that because that's something. What a specific, you know, difficult, traumatic experience you went through. That, I mean, obviously we always encourage people to talk to somebody, a therapist, pretty much with almost every email or voicemail. I feel like we suggest some degree of therapy. Right. For this especially, I mean, we're having trouble processing it, or at least I am, just hearing about it. So I can only imagine what it would be like going through it. It sounds like your question, though, is do you think a person's ability to communicate is connected to their confidence levels? And I think we probably all agree. Definitely.
100%. Yeah, I can think of like personal interactions I've had. Like, again, if there's a topic that's being discussed that I don't feel educated on or have mm-hmm. nothing to say, I'm very, very quiet and uncomfortable usually.
Yeah.
So I guess, yeah, that would be like a hindrance on my communication. Or maybe it's like, okay, they can tell I'm communicating that I don't know what the fuck I'm talking about, and you know, just sitting there quietly. Yeah. But it also makes me wonder, what kind of people are you surrounding yourself with that you maybe don't feel comfortable enough to voice your opinions or what you're going through or how you're feeling. Yeah. So, you know, do you have a supportive community around you or not? Maybe you need to find one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, I definitely feel, if I feel socially like not confident in a situation, I get so awkward. There are times when I'm like, wow, I am talking and acting like a different person right now because I'm just not confident. And I went back and listened to a podcast episode I was on a few years ago in preparation for like being on another podcast similar. And I was like, oh my God, I sound so nervous. And maybe it's not obvious to anybody else, but to me, I could tell, wow, I've become much more confident and comfortable speaking on podcasts since I recorded that one. I was doing a lot of vocal fry, which is, you know, when your like voice like gets really like this because you're like not. I would talk like that and really low because I almost didn't want anybody to hear what I was saying.
Oh, wow.
Like that's how I was almost just trying to like disappear while I was on the podcast because I didn't feel confident. So, I mean, just know like it sounds like what you're feeling is very normal and that it can get better. Like I kind of couldn't believe that that was the same person that now does this podcast, and I feel, I'm sure largely it's the company, like, you know, I feel so confident and comfortable around you guys, but it really can get better.
Yeah. I mean, I had a hard time talking to people. I was really, really shy like the whole time growing up, and I felt like weirdly enough once I got a job, like once I was working in food service and I had to talk to people all the time, I mean, you probably have a job. I don't know what kind of job it is. Is it something where you have to talk to people all day, or if it's something a little more like you have your desk, you have where you go, you know? But for me, like being forced into a situation where I had to communicate with people made me better at it. And then I got way more confident. I mean, I used to be nervous to like call and order a pizza. Like I was that level of nervous and shy. And once I'd been in enough situations where I'm like, oh, I can talk to people and I can communicate and it's going to be fine and I'm not going to die. No one's going to kill me with their words, you know, like because there is that weird like fight or flight. I felt like it definitely translated into a confidence, because when you feel like you can handle things, even if it's just a conversation with somebody you don't know, of course, that's going to make you more self-assured and more comfortable.
Yeah, you're practicing a skill. It's not like we're born with like perfect verbal communication skills. Yeah. We're born with like a blob, you know, we're just a blob of a person, you know. Yeah. So it's I don't think just, you know, don't beat yourself up if you feel like that, you know, that you're the only one kind of experiencing this, because this is very normal.
Yeah.
Very, very normal.
Thank you for calling in. Talking to us about that. I appreciate it.
I think that's good advice, is maybe try to force yourself into a situation, take a class or get a side job or something where you're having to hone that skill.
Even if it's just, I'm gonna go, you know, I'm gonna go get coffee at a diner, you know, once a week and make small talk with the waitress.
You know, or like for me, if I don't feel confident about something, I'll just try to educate myself on that topic. So the next time I have a conversation about it, I feel like I'm being, you know, a lot more.
Yeah, totally.
You know, I'm confident. I'm more knowledgeable. Whatever, the words are coming out better. You know, you can practice your responses to certain things. And then again, you know, what's really a nice icebreaker is just being honest. Like, hey, you know what? I don't have a lot of experience with what you're talking about. That's why I haven't been really, you know, chiming in, because I don't want to say something that's, you know, not from a place of knowledge.
Yeah.
There you go. Being honest is great too.
Yeah. You know what we forgot to say at the very beginning of this episode is that we have a new theme song for the show.
We do. Oh my God.
gosh.
So we hope you guys love it. We really love it.
Yeah.
And for those of you who have like maybe taught your children the old one, which we've had videos send yeah. in, hopefully they like this new one and they can learn a new song
yeah.
too.
Yeah.
You want to so plug the artist?
I do,
Taylor?
Yeah. The girl who did it for us, the woman, I should say, is a really talented musician named Honor Nezzo, which is like the coolest name ever.
Yeah.
And she's in a band called Beginners, which I also love. They've had like their music in like movies and, you know, commercials and things, and their band's really great if you want to look them up on Spotify. But Honor specifically did our new theme song and I love it so much.
Me too.
Oh,
I'm
my
super
gosh.
Into
and she
it.
Was like so cool about us being like real anal about like even just like, okay, can we just switch like this one word, is that fine? And like she just, oh my gosh, she did such a good job. I just want to listen to it on a loop.
And shout out to Karina Sees, who was our theme song for almost 2 years. Nice and catchy, got stuck in a lot of people's heads, which was great. And follow her, CorinaSeas. She's fantastic and amazing, and it's cool that we get to feature another female artist. And we'll probably do this throughout, you know, the years of our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Follow her on Instagram. She posts some great pics. Also, Honor is, I think, at N-E-Z-Z-I-E. So it's at Nezzy, which is a playoff of her last name, Nezzo. So follow both of them. They're both badasses.
They really are.
Hell yeah.
Oh, man. This was a fun episode.
This was really fun. I learned a lot.
I did too.
One more voicemail.
Do we have it? Do you want to save it?
We don't have time.
We'll save it.
Save it till next time. If you guys have not subscribed yet to Self Helpless on iTunes, please do so. And please take a second to give us a 5-star rating and review. We've slowly been creeping up closer and closer. We're about to break into the top 100 iTunes charts. And anytime you guys leave a 5-star rating and review, it just helps push us up there. And that helps people see the show. And, you know, it grows us a lot. And we really, really appreciate it.
Yeah.
It grows us. That's not
it helps
correct.
Build our community, our lovely helpster community that we all benefit from.
It grows us real big and strong.
It grows us big. Yeah. Anyway. Thank you.
I love it.
You guys want to plug your dates coming up?
Sure. When does this come out?
This
next
comes
week?
Out on Monday, May 20th.
Okay. Well, then I should make some quick announcements, because I've definitely gotten messages from helpsters that were planning on coming to shows that I have had to cancel because I actually got... Oh, no. This weekend. I'm thinking of this weekend. So never mind. If you were going to see me in Dayton, I'm so sorry that I had to reschedule that. I actually got something I auditioned for, so I have to stay in town.
When can you
announce that? No, I can't yet.
No, but when?
I mean, they could still recast me at any moment. That's how I feel.
Not going to happen.
But I will be at the Irvine Improv May 30th, 31st, and June 1st, if you're in Irvine. I will be in Indianapolis at Crackers June 6th through 8th. And I will be at Flappers in Burbank the 14th and 15th of June.
Nice.
Yeah.
I will be headlining the Washington Performing Arts Center in Olympia on June 7th, and then I will be at the Great American Comedy Festival in Norfolk, Nebraska.
Oh my gosh, you're doing that?
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny. I want to talk to you. I have to talk to you about that.
Okay.
Yeah.
You remember we talked about this?
We did?
Yeah.
Oh yeah, we did talk about it. So I told you all about it?
Yeah.
Okay, all right.
It's
so you know what's
Johnny
up.
Carson's hometown, so they have a lot of people who have done the Tonight Show on the festival, and it should be really fun. So for my Nebraska people, it might be the only time I'm in Nebraska. To be honest, so
do you know who's
area,
headlining it? Like who?
Dave Coulier and Paul Reiser.
Oh wow! Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Nice.
So anyway, and then go to kelseycook.com for other tour dates and watch Wrists of Fury, all that good stuff. That's on YouTube, the foosball web series.
I've loved doing creative consulting with you guys. I've loved it so much that I'm going to be hiring somebody to help me run Dicks by Delaney, so I can free up space to do more of it.
Yeah.
Man, it's so fun, and everybody has such different ideas, and so if you are interested in working with me on anything, you know, if you want to try to figure out what the hell you want to do as far as a hobby or career or something, if you already have a hobby you want to turn into a job, if you have a project you just want help finishing, whatever, I feel confident that I can help you. So reach out to me. You can email me DelaneyFisher@gmail.com or hit me up on Instagram @DelaneyFisher, and I'll just send you my current package info.
Delaney is very motivating, by the way, like, because you just don't want to disappoint her.
Sometimes you just need somebody to hold you accountable.
It's so true.
Yeah,
you really do. Like, Delaney's been emailing me every week, which I didn't respond last week because I didn't do anything. But then the week I didn't do anything, the next week, last week, I wrote a first chapter.
Oh,
because it's probably terrible, but I did it because I felt so guilty about the fact that I did nothing the week before.
I am so proud of you.
That's what you can expect.
Yeah, dude, I've just been loving it, like helping them, like whether it's building a brand or just getting over the fear of starting or how to make more money with your business, whatever. It's been a blast. So I love it, and I'm gonna make time for it. Yeah, so awesome. Hit me up.
Yay. Cool.
Yay.
Love it.
Love you guys. We'll talk to you next week.
Bye.
You guys, we love you so much. Thank you for supporting Self Helpless. You can follow us on social media, on Instagram and Facebook at Self Helpless Podcast. And you can visit selfhelplesspodcast.com for all things Self Helpless. Learn about Patreon and how to sign up. Our merch is there. Information about our Facebook group and how to join. All the episodes you can listen to are on there, a little bit about the show, our individual sites are linked there, and our contact information, email, and P.O. box if you want to send us some love letters. And you can follow us individually as well. I am at Delaney Fisher on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter, and DelaneyFisher.com, where you can watch my docu-comedy special, Love at First Cousin, for free. And then DicksByDelaney.com if you want to buy some dick mugs.
Sweet. I'm at Kelsey Cook Comedy on Instagram, at Kelsey Cook on Twitter, KelseyCook.com for all tour dates and merch. And my album, Savor It, is still available to buy on iTunes. And you can watch Wrists of Fury, my foosball web series that has an episode of Taylor and Delaney on the All Things Comedy YouTube channel.
I am at Taylor Tomlinson on Twitter and Instagram and TTomComedy.com for my Netflix special and all live tour dates.
Sweet. We love you guys
so much.
Yeah.
Bye.
Bye-bye.